Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and although I may not sound it, I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And today is March 31st, 2017. The song you just heard is by the group True Trinity. It is theme song for Purpose Talk Radio called I Am Who I Am. The vocalist on that is Jillian Clark. The writers are Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. And you can find that song at truetrinity.com if you'd like to get a copy of it yourself, because that's just a piece of it. It's truetrinity.com. Purpose Talk Radio is on the air every Friday, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. We bring to you topics about people and subjects related to living your purpose. We have live guests. They talk about how they came to know their purpose, how they came to achieve it, and hopefully a few suggestions of how you, too, can live your own purpose. The show is brought to you every week by True Visions Travel, a full-service travel agency, catering and specializing to those needing individualized accommodations. And that can be found at truevisionstravel.com, truevisionstravel.com. If you have your own product or services that you'd like to share with us on Purpose Talk Radio, or you know of people that might like to be a guest, including yourself, on our show, please do get a hold of me via email at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. There are several ways that you can participate in this show today. If you are listening live, you can scroll down to the bottom of the show page, go to the chat room, and put your questions, comments, feedback in there. If you are listening live, and once the show ends, of course, those comments do disappear. So if you'd like to comment later, or if you are listening to the show live, archive, can find the show comments later on Purpose Talk Radio Conversation on Facebook. And we'd love to have you put your comments, questions, whatever in that. It is at the post pinned to the top of the page. I'm looking for it. So, based on all of that information, today we have a show on the topic of, we got a little frog sneaking in here, to keep from being a fool again, or to be a fool when we choose. I'm using the word fool very lightly. I don't want it to be derogatory or anything like that, although sometimes if we get into situations, where we should not. Sometimes people do make fools of us, and we want to avoid those kind of situations. You know, with it being the eve or the day before, what many people call All Fool's Day, April 1st. You know, we get the opportunity to horse around, be funny, all that kind of stuff. Well, first, for some reason, it's been called All Fool's Day. Now, I don't know how many of you do play on those days, but, you know, if you do, be nice about it. Don't be cruel. Don't, you know, put things in there that people don't want to, you know, that are mean and mean-spirited. Just have fun with it. It makes it a lot easier to deal with in the world. And so now, you know, one of the things I do want to share with you is a project of a bit of a no fooling around project. And that is with Chicks for a Cause. Now, you've heard of this project last year. Actually, you've heard of their project a couple times around me. And the one project that they do is No Fooling Around with Cancer Month in April. And in doing so, they put out the Purple Hair Challenge. Now, purple is the color for all cancers and the recognition of all cancer awareness. You know, there's many times out there on Facebook and other social media where you read the things about, oh, put out the heart and show cancer awareness. You know, but don't tell anybody what you're doing and just, you know, do that. Well, some of that I see as not really being cancer, as not being cancer awareness at all. Really, all that is a way of, oh, I don't know, clogging up the social media. But that is my opinion. My opinion is that it is a bit of a foolish thing because it doesn't actually say anything. It doesn't tell us anything about cancer or cancer awareness. Now, if you go to Chicks for a Cause, LTD, that being CHIX, but the number for a cause, they have the Purple Hair Challenge out there. And for that, I would like to challenge you because, you know, cancer has extras. It causes extra cost for people. And the Chicks for a Cause program offers gifts of love to people who are going through cancer so that they can get away once in a while. They can maybe get their mortgage paid for, their rent paid for, the extra costs involved. But the Purple Hair Challenge that we put out to you, if you do that, you know, please take a picture of yourself, put it up on the Chicks for a Cause event, and share with others why you are doing the purple hair. We would love to do that. You know, cancer hits all ages, all genders, all races. With the awareness of it and the awareness of how we can do things in our own lives to avoid these issues, that's what the Purple Hair Challenge is about. So I invite you to participate in that, in the No Fooling Round with Cancer Month and Chicks for a Cause. Whether you are in the Milwaukee metro area where they are located, or if you are located elsewhere in the United States, or internationally even, would love to have you be a part of that. There's times in our life in a challenge. And that is when we come out, you know, if we're not planning ahead, if we're not looking for things that can allow us to be prepared to walk around in this world and be who we are, that's when the foolishness comes out. That's when others can make a fool out of us. I've seen, like I had mentioned earlier, I have seen a lot of posts on various things of Facebook with just posting a heart or just posting something. There's another way where we can be made fools. And that's as if we share some of these posts out there that are not true. there are many things that are out there that we try to, that try to get us to have compassion for someone, to, have some kind of specific understanding for things. But, we'll see something about some soldiers that have been killed and that no one has reported it. And that gets passed around over and over again on social media. And here it comes to be that, yes, they did get reported, and it happened like 3 years ago. So one of the ways that we can avoid being foolish on social media and being made fun of is to do our research, do our due diligence. Hard to say the word in normal voice. Diligence. Before we share things, things look too good to be true. Those things such as, the giveaway for a car or a boat or a trailer. The big one was the RVs that were going around for a while. If you could win an RV by sharing the post, putting some comment on their post and hoping to be drawn the winner. The reality was that company was a false company. It didn't even relate to anything to do with RVs. So how can we do our diligence and avoid being the fool when it comes to social media posts? Well, there's two specific sites that I use, and they're called hoax sites. One is Snopes.com. The other is Urban Legends. And both of them will let you look at a post that you've seen keywords and from the post to see if it is something legitimate or something that's old or that's a hoax. Things that people are putting out there just to see how far it will go, to see how many people will be foolish enough to copy it, paste it, and send it on. So I tend to use those two sites a lot when I see some things. The other thing you can do is look at the URLs. The thing following the HTTP or HTTPS on the addresses from where you get these prizes. It's not a legitimate company if it's not actually from the company that you see it. For instance, let's say it's ABC RV Company. If the URL at the top of the page, when you click on the link, does not say ABC RV Company, and guess what? It's somebody else putting it out there, and somebody else that's a hoax on it, more than likely. Now, the real way that you can find out about it is go directly to their original website, abcrvcompany.com.org, whatever it might be, or do a search for it, and see if that company has anything to do with giving away items right on their page. If not, if they're not really giving these things away, you're likely just to be giving your email address, your personal information, to somebody that's going to be using it later to cause trouble. And it takes a whole lot more work when we foolishly just pass these things on or sign up for things. It takes a whole lot more work to undo the damage than if we would just have done our diligence beforehand and checked on them. Two sites that I had mentioned, I guess I call it Snopes, but it's actually Snopes. If you really want to look at it, it's snopes.com. And everybody I know has called it Snopes, and I don't know why. And the other is actually urbanlegendsonline.com. Those are the two that I look for most often, just for the clarification of those sites. So let's see, what other things can we do and get away from? Some of these things we've kind of talked about before in previous shows, previous things. But let's look at, again, social media and accepting people as friends, especially, or accepting them into groups if you might be the admin of them or someone liking your page. You know, you want to check out who these people are as opposed to just adding them. I do that in a couple of very simple ways. One is to first go to their profile and see who they really seem to represent. I take a look at their friend list. You know, I tend to get messages from lots of males, and I look at their friend list, and here it is, all females, and they've only been on Facebook or Twitter or whatever for, you know, short periods of time. I pretty much don't want anything to do with them because, you know, they're just trying to amass a list of women, or a list, in the case of men sometimes, or women trying to amass a list of men or of whatever to try to sell them something, to try to do whatever with. So to avoid being the fool in that case, check out those sites. Personally, I send messages to everybody that sends me a friend request. No matter how they are, how familiar they might be to me, whether they are, if it's a face that I know, if it's a best friend, they'll understand if I send a message. Just checking up on you, how you doing? And waiting for the response to that message. Because sometimes they'll say, why are you sending me this? What's going on? How can we just talked about that, or something kind of funny. And then I can send back and say, yeah, I was just checking on you and making sure you're a real request and that it's really your profile. You know, often we get requests from people who are already on our friend list. That's the big one. These duplicate things, you know, we're only allowed to have one profile on most social media platforms. So if you're getting a duplicate request from a friend, now it's possible they've forgotten their password, they don't know what to do to try to change that and to get their password back again, or something might be legitimate on that. But, you know, if you've got a second request from somebody, what I do is I go to the original. Well, let me back up here. For these new requests, you know, if they don't respond with something legitimate, I usually say, so how do I know you, or why did you send the request? If they don't answer with something legitimate, something reasonable, I'm not going to add them. And I'll just leave them sit on my Facebook request, on my friend request. I'm not going to block them or anything because they didn't do anything wrong. I can keep an eye on them better that way. And if they've already got a friend request sitting there, you know, they're not going to request again, which is pretty cool, unless they take it off and then put it through again. And most of these people who are just hoaxes and creepy people aren't going to even bother trying to go back again to find out who they sent the request to and who's responded and who hasn't. So back to the duplicate profiles. I'll go to the original put on and ask that person if they've set up a duplicate request or set up a duplicate profile. I'll send them a private message. I will even call or send them a private message through their regular email or something. Whatever it is, it will get the essential information out there. So that I can find out if they really did do it a second time. And most often, it's not. And if that's the case, if they say, no, this isn't me, I will remind them that they probably want to change the password. And also, that they want to report, go to the link of this fake profile that's trying to make fools of everybody as it collects your names. And have them report it as copying them or as pretending to be them. And I will do the same thing. I will report it. Again, I will not block it because I will be able to see for the next day or two or three or whatever it takes Facebook if they will take it down or not. And if they don't, I'll just keep reporting it as a fake profile. And eventually Facebook does take it down and knocks those people out until they try to do it to somebody else. But I will never add a duplicate profile without checking first as to what's happened. And, you know, if you yourself have misplaced a password or done something to block you from your own profile, there are ways to get that password back. You can forget, you know, put in forget password. Hopefully you've set up your backup with your phone number or your email or something that you are allowed to do, you know, so that you've got a backup system and they can contact you with a new link to reset that password. You never want to go without a backup system, because that's going to set you in a foolish position as well. If all you have is an email back to your own email, that's and you're locked out of that, you're not going to get very far. That's the other one. You know, if you have an email account, sometimes you lock yourself out of that, or you have your passwords, you forget what they are. Again, you know, use your phone as a backup system so they can text you a new link or text you a new password and you can get in. Use an alternate email that you might have set up, maybe not one that you use every day, because to lose your passwords and not be able to get in, you're sitting in the foolish seat right there because you have no recourse to get your own products, your own information. And so, see, the other things that we can do, you know, there's always a topic. I think that's pretty much the joys of all that one. Now, the other topic that most of us are aware of is the old, how do fools fall in love? It's kind of funny because April 1st for me is a very memorable day. It was, how many years ago was it now? It was 18 years ago today, or tomorrow, the weekend, excuse me, that I met my late fiance. And it was a pretty good joke that we were fools falling in love as we met each other. It was the day we were at a retreat or a getaway weekend, kind of a hippie weekend, actually, with a group. And we had not met prior to this. In fact, I had gone to the event at the invitation of someone else and ended up meeting him there. And we got together and it became a whirlwind romance that lasted 10 years. Actually, maybe it was more like a roller coaster romance that lasted 10 years. It had its ups and downs, like most do. And then he was killed in a car accident, and I kind of put a halt on that. But that's been many years now. I mean, that was back in 1999 that he was in the accident. So, you know, it's been quite a while for me. But we did joke around about being fools in love and meeting and going through that experience. But, you know, love's a kind of a strange topic when it comes to relationships and being fooled and being foolish. You know, when we come to meeting people, we can even look at the dating scene and learning to be safe rather than sorry, and rather than letting people turn us into fools, even in the dating scene. And in doing that, you know, again, you want to go out someplace where it's safe, where it's public when you first meet. And for me, it's more than just once or twice. I kind of tend to either have someone on the phone so that I'm a speed dial, so that if I come into a situation, I can immediately dial their number. The old have somebody check on me. And if I don't answer, you know, call back. Or I text message, you know, the ladies room, text message somebody, let them know it's going okay. Whatever. But meeting in a safe public place for several times. If you don't know the person, it's just a way of being safe rather than being foolish. You know, not going to somebody's house as a first date. Not going to place of business. The other thing we can do is check out people we meet. We don't want to set up alarms or do anything crazy, you know, but you don't want to check out people, where they live. Do they really live where they say they are? Are they married? Are they in some kind of relationship? You know, if you meet where their friends are, you know, just kind of do a little inquiry with their friends. You know, so how did you guys get to be friends? And, you know, what do you know? What can you tell me about? What should I know? And, you know, folks are generally going to tell you if their friend is married. Kind of funny how that works out. And, you know, just ask. Just be cautious and have fun with it at the same time. Now, the other thing that we can do is do the same kind of thing in business. And, you know, we get into business relationships and connections and set up rules for the game. You know, you want to do contracts. You want to do agreements of some kind. Verbal can help, although those can become an issue if there becomes a legal thing because it's just a verbal agreement. Do things in writing, have paper trails, whether it be email, text, social media messages, whatever. Have some kind of agreement going forward as to when things happen and when they're not going to happen, so that you're both in a good position to get things done on time and in a good format. Because there are times when things happen and we need to change course, need to maybe change deadlines, change situations, do whatever. And, you know, that written agreement can help to make that easier and make that less painful later. You know, so that the project does actually get done. Now let's see, what other foolish things can we end up being? How do we stay out of being a fool? Oh, here's some simple things. How about being out in the weather? You know, probably never thought I'd bring up some kind of subject like that in the process. But, you know, check the temperature before you go outside. Guess what? If it's cold, bring yourself a jacket. If you live in Wisconsin, bring yourself a shovel and a rain poncho. You just never know when you might have to use both in the same day. You know, just being prepared for what's out there and what's ahead. Checking the weather forecast, checking the plans for the day, and especially where you're going to see what you might need. Prepared for the day and not caught out freezing or getting all wet as you go into your business meeting because you didn't take an umbrella with or a rain jacket. If you're going to a party, you know, some of us like to check on what the menu is so that we don't turn around and get to the party and find out here it is something that we can't eat and have to excuse ourselves because we get sick or excuse ourselves because we have to leave early because we can't eat or can't participate in something. You know, that makes us and our hosts look foolish. Checking those menus, asking what's being served, asking what kind of activities are going to be occurring at the party are all good ways to be prepared as opposed to looking foolish later when you have to excuse yourself. So those are just some simple ways that you can avoid being foolish. Let's see, where was I going? Where else was I going to go? Let's see. You know, you look at being prepared in what you do every day in your own plans. I like to make to-do lists so that I don't forget something. I like to write things in calendars so I don't forget it. It's really hard to go back and apologize to someone because I didn't write something down when I profess to be prepared and ready to participate in things. Because if I don't do that, if I don't write it down, what happens is I just end up looking the fool. And I have to apologize. And I have to go back and say, oh, I just totally forgot. And it's happened. It's happened more than once. And to me, that's one of the hardest things to do. Is say, I just totally screwed it up because I did not write it down. I didn't take the time or the energy to do what I needed to do when something came up. Making to-do lists, writing in calendars, highlighting things that you need, setting clocks, setting alarms are ways, too, that we can avoid being and looking foolish to others. When I look at how I prepared for the show, I knew I was not going to have the voice because it was already starting 2 days ago that I didn't have it. You know, I've asked how to try and get some of this back. I've done the apple cider vinegar. I have my mint tea here with honey. I took the time to have something to eat so that my stomach was not growling in the process also. When I get on the show, I have to remember when I have guests especially, or when people call in, that I do a grounding of sorts. So I don't take everything in because I'm very empathetic when people call. And that I need to make sure that my mind, body, and spirit are in line with making myself present to those who call, taking it all in. Because if I get too emotional on the show, yes, it has people sometimes connecting to me, but it can also make me look foolish if I don't know how to respond, don't know how to connect with someone that might be calling in. So, in our chat room, we've got the comments about taking responsibility for shortcomings. And yes, even when we know these things, we have to turn around responsibility for them. But yes, if we prepare for them, we can make sure that a little less often we're not taking responsibility. We're not looking foolish. Instead, we are looking well-prepared and not apologizing and not having to fess up to stuff quite so often. Let's see. What other types of things do we have? Oh, I didn't even tell you all about the phone number you could use to call in. If you'd like to call in and participate in the show, you're welcome to do that at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And talk about any of your situations where you may have allowed yourself to get into a situation where you look just a little too foolish for your own enjoyment, or where you maybe were able to avoid being foolish because you did something that was wise beforehand and prepared yourself for what you needed. Times, though, of course, when we want to stop what we're doing and not be quite so serious. There are times when we choose to be just a little foolish, to find that little kid in us. We recently celebrated Dr. Seuss Day, and I happened to be over at my church where we have a Montessori school, and they were reading a couple of Dr. Seuss books. I wanted to go sit on the floor with the kids, and unfortunately I didn't, because it is, you know, it is a school situation, and I didn't want to disrupt the school. Had I thought about it earlier in the day, I probably would have, and I know they would have invited me in. I didn't want to just walk into the situation. I love hanging with kids where I can just sit on the floor, where I can do a little wrestling, where I can just pretend that I'm a kid again. Wrestling with the puppy dogs, playing catch or fetch, whatever. The animals, they tend to turn me into this kid. And sometimes I end up finding myself laughing hysterically just because it's so much fun. Just because I get to be myself, be who I am in that moment. Tend to give us an opening to just be. They seem to, it seems to me when we act like adults around kids, sometimes that's when we look more foolish to them than when we try being kids, when we try just having fun, building the sandcastle and knocking it over, Play-Doh, throwing snowballs. There's a number of things that we can do to just be that kid. Because sometimes when we don't let loose and we require ourselves to be more the adult for too long, we forget what that's like. And that's when we tend to find anger and being uptight and find it harder to just survive and thrive in the world. If we take life too seriously, we do look foolish to other people. We look like, a lot of times when I see people that don't take a break, they're just stuck in a rut. And that's no fun. Tend to be repetitive. They tend to, they look foolish to me. How's that? There we go. Just plain and simple. But those that I see that sometimes just take a moment to goof off. Take a moment to just have some fun. Those are the ones that I see as enjoying life, as enjoying their jobs, as enjoying just being more often than not. So those are the big things that I look at. And I think that's what April Fool's Day is all about. It's doing just that. Like I said, it's taking a moment to just have fun so that we're not as uptight about things. You know, we play practical jokes. We spread some of those hoaxes. We expect those things to be happening, those pranks to be happening that day. And many people I know try to outdo the others. I have one particular friend who has been on this show a couple of times. His name is Stephen Henry. And he will be cleaning out his email box or cleaning out his computer tomorrow and warning everyone to cover their computers so they don't get the dust from it. It's pretty cute. And I'm expecting I'll see that again. You know, in general, April Fool's Day was set up to be a lighthearted day. To be a time when we could play. We don't really know when it actually started. Back in the Roman times, New Year's Day used to be on or around April 1st because it closely followed the vernal equinox. In medieval times, much of Europe celebrated March 25th as the Feast of the Annunciation, the beginning of the new year. And so April 1st got to be that time, the next first that became the new year. That calendar changed, of course, when changed from the old Julian calendar, and then it became January 1st. But we don't really know where April Fool's Day came from when it went into, like, the European countries. Because a lot of this was already established even in the 1700s. There's no really historical evidence to let us know when it started. You know, I get a feeling somebody just was really bored one day on somebody else, and it snowballed, and then the next person played jokes on somebody else and somebody else. Well, the next year they went and did it, and that's just where it kind of came around. But one explanation was back with an Associated Press article back in 1983. And it was a totally made-up article. And it took several weeks AP to even realize that somebody had played a joke on them. You know, a lot of times at work, people will play hoaxes. You know, send them on an errand that's for something that doesn't exist, or send them for lunch to pick up an order that doesn't exist. You know, those kinds of things are just fun, as long as they don't hurt people. There is a French, the French call April 1st. I'm not even going to mess up the pronunciation of it, but it's basically called April Fish Day. And the French children tape a picture of a fish on the back of their schoolmates crying, Fish d'Avril, I don't know. Somebody like Joy could probably figure that out for me in the French, but anyway. But, you know, they tape fish on the back of each other, and when, you know, that person figures it out, they shout about it. And that's their little April Fool's joke to all their classmates. so that they can have a little bit of fun in France, too. You know, it is mostly a Western culture celebration. But back in the 1700s is the best that we're able to find out when this really kind of started, popularized. But in the meantime, it's been for, you know, several centuries. But there was a time back in even the 1500s where it was looked at and celebrated. They've also been, historians have linked April Fool's Day to ancient festivals such as Hilaria, where they celebrated in Rome at the end of March, involved people dressing up in disguises. There's also speculation that April Fool's Day was tied to the vernal equinox, as I mentioned before, the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, when Mother Nature fooled people by changing unpredictable weather. I think that's about it. This year, you know, Mother Nature has been playing a lot of tricks on a lot of people. Maybe on April Fool's Day, it'll start turning to real spring instead of the spring that we've had here in Wisconsin all winter. We only had a little bit of snow. We only had a little bit of winter, which was pretty cool. It's nice, but it does make things be a little more difficult. So the other part about that, you know, throughout Britain in the 18th century is when Britain actually started, about the 18th century, Scotland. In Scotland, it actually became a two-day event, starting with hunting for a gawk, which people were sent to phony errands. Followed by, you know, I'm messing these up, Paleo Day. I'm looking up some stuff on the internet, which I was, while I was going through. They involved playing pranks on people's derrieres, such as pinning fake tails or kick me signs on them. You know, we used to do that when it wasn't April Fool's Day in school. Always just fun to mess with my classmates. Didn't have anything to do with April Fool's Day. But through history, a lot of the media has had fun with people on April Fool's Day, where they've done outrageously fictitious stories. Well, the famous ones, in 1957, the BBC reported the Swiss farmers were experiencing a record spaghetti crop, showed footage of people harvesting noodles from trees. And, of course, the viewers were pretty fooled by that. In 1985, Sports Illustrated tricked many of its readers when it ran a made-up article about a rookie pitcher named Sid Finch, who could throw a fastball over 168 miles per hour. In 96, I didn't know this one, in 96, Taco Bell duped people when it announced it had agreed to purchase Philadelphia's Liberty Bell and intended to rename it the Taco Liberty Bell. In 98, after Burger King advertised the left-handed Whopper, scores of clueless customers requested the fake sandwich. So, you know, there are things that were for fun and really harm anyone. They might have sent someone on a charade, but they didn't harm anyone. They didn't cause any trouble. Just made it a little gaiety in the process. The hunting of the crazy animals for me out in when I was camping, again, not necessarily an April Fool's time, but my father would send us out snipe hunting, which is a pretty much a rabbit with horns. They'd have a really good time messing with our minds, as they'd supposedly see him, and we wouldn't be able to. There'd be pictures of it and the whole gamut. Don't think it had anything to do, per se, with it being an April Fool. But yet, I think that's where some of that started. The other one that's coming in, that was mentioned in our chat room, is the washing of the lions, which she thinks was first recorded as an April Fool prank. So one of our guests has mentioned he'll be calling in a bit, so kind of stalling just a little bit in spite of my voice going, which is going to be a real April Fool joke if it goes through nothing. But, you know, there are some better things that happen on April Fool's Day in history. So, just want to, the first U.S. House of Representatives elects a speaker in 1789. 1983, the Polish prince was killed in a plane crash. They still think that was a hoax. No, not really a hoax, but it was a bad dream for them, for all the fans. In 1865, the Confederates suffered at Battle of Five Forks. In 1948, the Soviets stopped the U.S. and British military trains. In 1800, Weeks' trial shed light on early procedures. 1924, Hitler rose to power. In 1946, the Alaskan earthquake triggers a mass tsunami. And on and on and on. There are many things that happen on this day. Maybe my favorite is 1970. Then President Nixon signed legislation banning cigarette ads on TV and radio, taking that away from the exposure to the children. Even though, you know, we still have alcohol. We still have stuff that's just as bad out there. But it happens. So there are a whole lot of things that happen on April 1st that weren't hoaxes, that weren't ways of making us foolish. Yes, and one of our guests did spell the day correctly that I was trying to do of the French, but that doesn't help me pronounce it. So, anyway. So, let's see. What other kind of foolishness can we avoid, or do we want to have in our life? You know, some of the fun things are, you know, we register for good things to win. Go to things like coupons. We go to specific websites to get coupons for eating out, for trying new products, for being mystery shoppers, for all those kinds of things, which actually end up saving us money as opposed to foolishly sometimes paying full price. And, you know, saving money has never hurt anyone, that's for sure. To find a way to keep a couple extra bucks or pennies into your pocket. Then paying the full load if you can help it. At the same time, those businesses do rely on some people paying the full price. So, what other things? Again, feel free to call in and join us at 347-205-9074. And join in the conversation. And we're going to put our caller on the line. And I think this is Dennis, hopefully. thing will cooperate. Hello there, hey, caller.
Hey, how are you doing?
That is, it is. All right, how you doing, Dennis?
Good, well, thank you.
Yeah,
well, we're
going to
be celebrating April Fool's tomorrow.
It is. So we're talking about, you know, keeping from being a fool or being fool when it's a good time to be that way.
Well, no, it's optimist. I always loved it, right, growing up as a kid. And correct me, okay, please explain to me, Cindy, why is it where that we always have to leave the pranks after 12 o'clock, right? We can't prank after 12.
Well, an April Fool's Day is over. But I know too many people that, yes, do it year-round and enjoy the fun year-round.
Yeah, year-round. But on the day, they say, you know, you can't fool me after 12 o'clock. So if it's like 12:05 and you didn't fool me yet, then you fool me after that, then that's against the rules.
Oh, after 12 o'clock noon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know where that came from.
It's kind of tough, too, especially for those that work like second or third shift, and, you know, their coworkers prank them because they're not starting till afternoon. So, I don't know. I'd forgotten about that as a kid. You're right. Maybe that
was just a hustle, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's hilariousness.
I don't know.
Yeah, hilariousness. And I think it was Siren posted in there. Hilaria Day. Yeah. Hilariousness. That's where that word came from, I suppose. Makes sense to me.
Exactly.
But I missed something.
Exactly.
I was doing a little bit of research as you were speaking, but I lost it. when I think of April Fool's Day and I see, you know, see pranksters and like, yeah, you know, every day, right? It's just like Christmas. It should be every day. It's just like, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day should be every day, right? You know, the way you live your life, right?
Exactly.
Your birthday is, you know, actually your birthday, just to distract a little bit, your birthday only happens once in a lifetime. When they say happy birthday, it's like happy anniversary to me, right? Or enjoy your new year.
Exactly.
Because right? Your birthday only happened one time. Anyway. With April Fool's Day, yeah, same. You know, it should be every day. But with the April Fool's Day, it's like you were mentioning. It's like just to relax, just to chill, just to have fun. You know, just to drop the 3D distractions, just to go into your inner child, right, and play with it for a little bit, right? And again, it should be every day, like you had mentioned. I believe in that wholeheartedly. And it's really funny because when I was growing up, I always tried to do the April Fool, right? And I always tried to fool the fool, right? I always tried to get the smart guy, right? To fool that guy one time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always fun, right? They always try to get me, and I always try to get them. And it's always fun, you know?
So what kind of pranks do you play?
Oh, just catching off guard, catching by surprise. Again, all in. There's no maliciousness or nothing like that. It's all good fun. It's like, oh, you got me. It's like he'd try to read a newspaper and I'd shred it. You know, as you open up the first page, the rest is shredded. Whatever, and you know, just fun stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just be. You know, use your ingenuity and use your creativity and, you know, have fun with it, right? You know, it's hilarious.
So what, do you remember, like, what's the best one someone played on you?
Oh. Well, Well, they went against the rules. But they made like, I had babysitters, and they made like there were ghosts out my back window, and it was quite elaborate, actually, where they had white garbage bags that were painted with ghost face and on broomsticks, and it scared the fuck out of me, sorry. Yeah, it scared the crap out of me, but yeah, they were just having fun on me. And I never did get them back because, you know, I was young. Couldn't get back at the adults. That's what I looked them at as being. But,
right.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, the marbles on the floor, you know, that wasn't always pretty. That always pissed them off. You know, instead of going for, you know, you grab a box of crackers, you know, you're diving your hand to a box of marshmallows, you know. You switch out the milk jug for orange juice. They think they're going for milk, whatever. You know, that works too sometimes. Most of the time they pick that up. but, you know, just silly little stuff, right? You know, nothing major or nothing. You know, I've seen some guys, you know, they'll deflate their buddy's tires, you know, of their car overnight. And these guys are like in their 20s and 30s and stuff, right? Still playing these games, right? Like, you know, it's all in fun, right? Nobody gets hurt.
Exactly.
You know?
And then when they turn their back or call the tow yard, all of a sudden their tires are back up because you went outside and put them back up.
Yeah, as it goes in, it makes the call. Yeah, but come back here with the compressor. Yeah, exactly. It's all fun and good. You know, that's what it's all about, man.
Cool.
About having fun.
All right. Excellent. Well, I guess they said, I looked back again on another piece of thing, and it said that historians trace it back to Chaucer's days of the Canterbury Tales in 1392, where one of them called the Nun's Priest's Tale mock heroic that emphasized foolishness. They set the date of March 32nd. In the tales, and I didn't remember that. I read them, but I did not remember that being part of it. So, interesting. I'll have to check back into those.
Oh, yeah.
Long time ago, tales.
I found it. I found what I was looking for.
Cool. What you got?
The Northern Europeans. Okay, the most popular theory about the origin of April Fool's Day evolved with the Northern Europeans observed an ancient festival to honor Lud, L-U-D, a Celtic god of humor. However, the tradition probably had roots in pagan tree worship customs. See, this is where I wanted to go. Because, yeah, I think it was based out of Celtic pagan you know, that era, that time. That's what I believe.
Cool.
That's what I felt. That's what I resonated from. That's what I, you know, and it went straight to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
nice.
Celtic. Yeah, the Celtic New Year Festival. End of winter celebration. Mm-hmm. Hilaria. Yeah. So it's as mentioned.
Gee, maybe it was to offset the craziness of the St. Patrick's Day that they were celebrating, supposedly, a couple weeks before. I don't know. Where people were foolish for drinking too much and causing ruckuses.
Oh, yeah, they're just telling jokes and having fun, that's all.
Right. I know St. Patrick's Day is not necessarily really an Irish holiday, but it's come to be that. Good thing to offset it then a couple weeks later with the hilarity of April Fools. Cool. Well, appreciate your contributions to the show. Haven't heard you out there in a while. So,
well, thank you
for stepping in. All right.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And
I will continue. Thanks.
Put you back on hold here. And, you know, I'm pretty much running out of, I admit, running out of voice here. So I'll give folks one last shot. If you got something you want to participate in, at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Chat with us about foolishness or avoiding being the fool or anything about April Fool's Day, whatever you might like to talk about. It's kind of a little bit of a open topic today for folks to be a part of the show. Otherwise, if we don't have other folks, I'm going to tell you again that Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you by True Visions Travel, full-service travel company, helping those especially needing individualized accommodations. You can find them at truevisionstravel.com, TRUEVISIONSTRAVEL.com. We're supposed to have that London trip ready to go, but again, they some of the places are telling us it's not a year out, so they're reluctant to be giving some prices, but we hopefully will have that, a good part of that, yet today or tomorrow. I know my chomping at the bit for that information. And if I can get a voice to call, I will do that. Hopefully we'll have that trip posted for you fairly soon. The themes, we at Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you every Friday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. We do talk about topics related to living your purpose, whatever that might mean to you, whether you are the burger flipper at a local fast food place, whether you are shoveling snow and cutting grass, whether you are the CEO of that multi-million dollar company that needs someone to be cutting their grass. It doesn't matter. If you are living your purpose, we'd love to have you be a guest on our show. You can get a hold of me at Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com, Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. If you are or know someone to be a guest, that would make a good guest on our show. You also can get a hold of me there if you have products or services that you'd like to have for sponsoring the show. And as we do every week, we end with the show theme song called I Am Who I Am, which is by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on the song is Jillian Clark. The writers are Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. And the show has been part of the show from the very beginning. And so, folks, you know, as you celebrate tomorrow, April Fool's Day, please be kind as well as having a great time. Make a fool of yourself by having the fun. Make a fool of somebody else by letting them enjoy the fun. Whatever it is, though, be kind. And yet, let's bring out the child within you. And until next week, I wish you all. Oh, wait, no, I can't. I forgot two things. I forgot to share with you a positive news story. Boy, oh boy, I don't know about me. I got a positive news story for this week, so I'm going to go check in on something because somebody gave me one. I need to go find. Let's see, that would be an easy one to do. And I also need to give you an affirmation for the week. How could I have forgotten such things? We always have an affirmation for our show. And let's see. I am. Let's see, what can we have here? Ooh, sorry for the extra noise there. I don't know where that just came from. Let's see. Could it be affirmation? I am the fool when it's appropriate, when I want to have fun. And know when, let's see, yeah, I am happy being the fool when I want to have fun. There we go. I am happy being the fool. Being a little foolish, there you go, when I want to have fun. That sounds a little bit better. I am happy being a little foolish when I want to have fun. And that is in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group in the post that's pinned there, and you can join that conversation there anytime if you'd like. If you want to hear the show archived again, listen to it again. It is archived where you can listen to it again at the same link. Sorry about that. We had an alarm out here. At the same link where the original show was, so that you can hear it again if you'd like, or add something in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations if you're listening to it, or have some other ideas after the show ends. So the positive news song that we, the positive news story that we have for today is one that is that a dad writes a heartbreaking tribute to the wife who's carrying the baby without a brain to term. And I'm going to put the story in the chat room also. I have a friend who is very good at giving me positive stories, and I'm thrilled to share them with you. But this one comes from, actually from February 23rd. It's an Oklahoma father paid tribute to his pregnant wife's selflessness in a beautiful viral post. On February 17th, Rice Young posted a photo of his wife, Carrie, on Facebook. The photo shows Carrie, who's 7 months pregnant with her second child, sleeping peacefully on her couch. In the long caption, Rice explained why his wife is so inspiring to him, shared the tear-jerking details of the pregnancy. The other night when I left for New Orleans, I was watching my beautiful wife sleep peacefully on the couch. I look at her lying there, her belly big with our daughter ticking away, a daughter that won't live more than a few days. It just overwhelmed me how incredible this woman is. I'm a writer, so when I'm feeling something, I tend to write it down. So I pull out my phone and started writing what I was thinking. I realized tonight, sitting 1,000 miles away in a hotel room, especially after meeting this awesome kid named Jarius, that's been everywhere at All-Star Weekend, who needs a liver transplant, that instead of just keeping this one for me, like I normally do, I should tell everyone else just how incredible Terry Young is. I also miss her 5 seconds after I leave the house for a trip. I've been thinking about her all the time anyway. I thought back at the moment where we found out Eva wasn't perfect, and how literally 30 seconds after our doctor told us our baby doesn't have a brain, somehow through full body ugly crying, Carrie looked up and said, "If I carry her full term, can we donate her organs?" I remember our doctor pulling her hand at Carrie's shoulder, putting her hand on Carrie's shoulder and saying, "Oh, honey, that's so brave of you to say. Like, how nice of you, but come on." Carrie meant it. There I was, crestfallen and heartbroken, but momentarily out of the moment and just stood in awe of her. I was a spectacle at my own life, watching a superhero find her superpowers. In literally the worst moment of her life, finding out her baby was going to die, it took her less than a minute to think of someone else and how her selflessness could help. One of the most powerful things I've ever experienced. And it goes on. So basically, the mother carried the baby to term so that they could donate the baby's organs to someone else who might want to live, so they might be able to live. It was at 19 weeks that the ultrasound showed that their daughter did not have a brain. So it was just an amazing story, and I can't even begin to think how that would have gotten in that same situation. But, you know, in the end, allowing other people to live because of our lives. And, you know, this is not a hoax or a foolishness part of Purpose Talk Radio. This is a real part of what we all are. To me, Purpose Talk Radio always will be
bringing you positive news and positive directions for people in their lives. And, you know, as we do that, as we bring that to you, I hope that it helps make your life just a little bit easier to handle and to deal with in the process of sharing On Purpose Talk Radio, that you find that you are able to live just a little better and be a little better person because of what you heard here. I will share that link to the rest of that story in the chat room. The Purpose Talk Radio Conversations link on Facebook. And you can see that there. And read the rest of the story. So now, folks, as I do close out the show with our theme song, I Am Who I Am, until upcoming week, next week, I wish you all so good.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.